Let's pray. God, our helper, by your Holy Spirit, open our minds that as I read the scripture and as I proclaim your word, we may be led into your truth and taught your will for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our scripture this morning comes from Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 19th through the 34th verses. This section is entitled Treasures in Heaven. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moths and vermin do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be unto God. So we're in week 3 of this series of sermons on the Sermon on the Mount. It's been said that if you follow and truly obey what it says in the Sermon on the Mount, the outcome for your life will be very much like the one who preached it, who was Jesus. Because in this sermon, all the values of the world and society and the culture, no matter what culture or society you have lived in, the Sermon on the Mount turns everything upside down. What's on top is not on top, and what's on bottom is not on bottom. What's left is not left, and what's right is not right. Everything that we think and what we have been told in the economies of God is different. And so when we look at what we've looked at so far, it begins by saying being spiritually bankrupt is being blessed. Now, I don't know about you. I don't want to be bankrupt. Do you? Do you? I don't think so. But it says, blessed are they who are poor in spirit, for they shall inherit the kingdom of God. For those who are spiritually bankrupt, who have nothing to bring to the table, do not deserve and understand they do not deserve the goodness and grace of God, blessed are they who know that. And blessed are they who mourn that they are spiritually bankrupt. Last week, we talked about prayer, about the Lord's Prayer. Those first three petitions are so important. That first petition is that the name of God will be treated as holy all the time. Not just on Sunday when we pray the prayer in the community of faith, but that would be our prayer every day, at all times. That we would treat God as holy, separate. That we would want the kingdom of God to be now, the rule of God, that we will submit to the rule of God in everything that we do, at every moment. And that we want the will of God to be done, and we are about doing the will of God. That is counter to many of us, whose Holy Trinity is me, mine, me and mine and ours. What I want, when I want it, and how I want it. It's counter to that. And so all of a sudden we get to this place and we see that we want it not only like it is in heaven, but we want it on earth in everything that we do. And we struggle. We do. And so we're talking about treasures. What do we hold dear in our life? So I will start like I started in the last service. Don't get mad. Because I'm not going to say, because you are so blessed that you're going straight to hell. I'm not going to say that. Because see, I know that there are people who are poor and there are people who are rich who are so stingy they will not even tell you good morning. Have you known people who look down on you and say, won't even say good morning, won't even give you a good morning? Do we? I mean, we should be able to greet somebody. But I also know poor and rich alike who are very, very generous, who give generously to other people, who love generously the poor, the downcast, the widow, the orphan, those who need a hand up. But I've also known poor people who are stingy, and I've known rich people who are stingy. It's an individual thing. We can't cast a net and just say everybody's one way or another. So take a breath, but you are blessed. I looked up this morning that the average or median income in Dunwoody is the 9th highest city in all of Georgia. So you're blessed. You are. The average house costs $450,000+. So you're blessed. We have to admit that we are the luckiest people who've ever lived, the most blessed people who've ever lived. Think back. There were people, I don't know how many years ago, probably 100 years ago, who did not have electricity. And it only gets worse if you go further back. And there are more people who lived back then than they live now, right? And we're better off. Everything you can think of, any way you judge standard of living, we're blessed. And we need to admit that. There are 159 counties in Georgia, I think. At least there used to be. I would say that 154 of them, at least the people who live in those counties, would love for their children to be able to go to DeKalb County schools. Because they're good. I think about Dunwoody and Chamblee alone. Chamblee and DeKalb County. The lines are a blur for this country boy. But you look at those two high schools alone. There's not a school as good as either one of them in three counties around where I grew up. And you have two, not to mention the others, not to mention the private schools. So when we start thinking of blessed, we're blessed, and we need to admit it. And to whom much is given, much is expected. That's not me, that's Jesus. And so we have to understand, what are our treasures? What do we truly treasure? Because if we treasure the wrong things, it has no eternal value. We've all seen that meme that's got the hearse being pulling a U-Haul trailer. There ain't no such thing. Those things that we value here, they will disappear. I shared this. I bought two things. I was making a major investment when I graduated from college. With my first paycheck, I bought a color TV. I wanted a color TV upstairs. As I was waiting to get married, I wanted to be able to watch TV and watch what I wanted. I don't even think I had cable. So I was only going to get three channels. But that's the thing that I treasured the most was my TV. My second purchase was a 1977 Monte Carlo. I wanted that. 4 years later, none of them were working very well. That was my treasure. That's the things I treasured more than anything. Fleeting. You see, sometimes we're kind of like in Fiddler on the Roof. There's this character named Perchik, and Perchik is a radical Jewish student, and he's talking to his future father-in-law, Tevye, and he says, money is the world's curse. And Tevye says, well, may the Lord smite me with it, and may I never be cured. That's the way we kind of feel, I think, sometimes. You see, sometimes the accumulation of wealth and the hoarding of wealth can be a problem. It really can be. But if you don't have any money, that can be a problem too. I like what Dave Ramsey talks about. You got to have money because if you don't, y'all know the Murphy's Law. If it can go wrong, it will. If you have no money, everything that happens in your life is an emergency. You can need tires for your car and it's an emergency. The light bill might come in and it's an emergency. So you need to have some money. And a savings account and a budget are great Murphy repellents. And so you got to have funds and you got to have to be able to do things. And there are people, even in Dunwoody, who've extended their debt so much that they have to worry about paying light bills, paying their credit card. And it's because they have put all their eggs into whatever it is to keep up with somebody else they are never going to be. We do that. Our treasure is whatever is next. And I've been there. And I fight it still. We have to fight those things to try to keep up, to be somebody we really don't want to be. But that's where we need to be because that's who we want to be. There are people, it's kind of like I was talking to somebody about the Mega Millions. Was it Mega Millions that got up to a billion several weeks ago? Was it Mega? Yeah, because I saw you buying a ticket. Oh, you just won, that's all. But one of the things I found out about it is that billion dollars is not $1 billion unless you take it over the annuity, right? Is that right? Some of you know more about the lottery than you need to. But it's not really a billion, it's like 500 million. Because you're going to get it all in one lump. And then it's not really a half a billion because Uncle Sam wants his share. And so it's 250 million. And then the preacher wants 10% of the gross, which is 50 million. And so you get to the point where you think, well, that ain't worth spending the $4 on. If that's all it's going to be, it's never enough. Because you'll never be satisfied. We're never satisfied. So where is our treasure? Well, spiritual treasures should be defined as broadly as possible as everything we believers can take with us beyond the grave, such as holiness of character, obedience to all of God's commandments, souls won for Christ, and disciples nurtured in the faith. Those are the treasures. So how are we doing on storing up treasures for heaven? Last Friday, I was looking on Facebook, I was doing research, and I saw a picture of a kid. Well, he's not a kid anymore. He's over 50. I met him as a seventh grader. He was being promoted to major in the Columbia County Sheriff's Office. I met him as a seventh grader, and he was a good kid. He was such a good kid, we trusted our children with him. He would babysit. And our children called him my Butch. They possessed him. They wanted him because he was so good. But he was promoted to major, which was a dream to become a sergeant. His dad was a sergeant with the Georgia State Patrol. He wanted to be like his dad. And now he's a major, where he has so many people under him. And as I was congratulating him, I congratulated him and said, congratulations, Butch. You've always been a top shelf guy. You've always been an encouragement and an inspiration since I met you as a seventh grader so, so long ago. You see, for me, he has been an unbelievable treasure that God placed in my life. As a youth, he changed my life. And somewhere, I hope, somehow, in the midst of God's grace, I might have made a difference in his life. But I wouldn't trade him and that relationship for anything, because it has eternal value. And I think about all the people who've ever been in my life who have been an absolute blessing. They are treasures. And many of them are sitting here. You have been an absolute blessing. And to me, by the way you have lived out your faith, your generosity, your mercy, your love for other people, those who cannot or will not, those who need someone. Y'all have constantly done that. Just like the people at the two former churches. They lived out their faith in such generous ways that they were taking, it was easy to see what really mattered to them. Spiritual treasures which changed the lives of people. What do we treasure? You see, that's an important thing. What do we treasure? One of the great stories of the church I found recently occurred in 249 to 251 because Decius was the emperor of Rome then. And at that time, Christians were still being persecuted. And so they were sending to the churches and soldiers to rob them of their treasures. And they go to this church in Rome. And they see this deacon named Laurentius and ask him, tell him, we want all your treasures. Where are your treasures? And Laurentius said, our treasures are the widows and the orphans and the sick. Those are our treasures. What are our treasures? What are your treasures as a follower of Jesus Christ? What do you hold dear? What moves you to the place where you feel and know that what you're doing has eternal value in the life of someone else? What is our treasures here at Kingswood? And do we need to refocus what our treasures really are? We're supposed to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I pray that we all will be more righteous, that we will be seekers of the kingdom and the rule of God. Because that's what we pray for every day. Let's pray. Lord God, we are thankful that you want so much of us. Not only do you want so much of us, you want us. And you sent your son to die for us. So Lord God, speak to us. Change our hearts. May what you want for us be what we want for you and your kingdom. And may everything that we do and the way we do it further your kingdom and glorify you beyond measure. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.